Beasley with Martin Bester.
Callum Scott, Rise. Jy was by die konsert gewees. You like the song?
Ja, jy het mos kaartjies vir ons gegee.
Yes. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. It was fantastic. The atmosphere was amazing. People were amazing. Yeah. We sat amongst everyone and we were eating and drinking and enjoying. And people were just so amazed by his presence, his humble, beautiful voice.
I think a lot of people can relate to that song. Just Rise.
Rise, yes. Especially, but he sings beautiful and he writes amazing songs. I mean, You're the Reason is one
beautiful
of my
song.
Best.
Yeah.
And him and Leona Lewis do a duet together. It's absolutely beautiful.
So,
Amor.
Jammerskat.
What's neat?
What is neat? Is neat.
Is there a man?
Yes, there is. And we met on a blind date.
So a blind date?
I never
that
thought
is
that.
So brave.
Wow.
That's very brave.
I didn't know that, you know, I've never gone on a blind date, so I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, it was a mutual friend. I went to the SA Derby, and a mutual friend of ours, I said to him, you know, I want to be loved, and I want to love. You know, I have been single for so long. And he said to me, but I think I do have someone for you. And yeah, he didn't say anything more. He just said he's a gentleman. I said, I don't want a player. I don't want a player.
Yeah.
So we met on a blind date and it was an instant connection, instantaneously. Such a stunning gentleman, intellectual, has a load of empathy, emotional, perfectionist, and really is such a fantastic person. He's my friend. He's my best friend.
Was it a restaurant? Where did you go?
Yes, we went to Kolonaki in Parkhurst.
Which is Kolonaki.
So stunning. Greek. Well, good. He asked, what would I like to eat? So he had, you know, total gentleman. What do you eat? What don't you eat? I eat anything. No.
Yes.
Yes. Felicity, I was thinking.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, so to gaan jullie naar die restaurant toe, and then you just. But listen, that's quite. I think going on a blind date is
brave.
Well, Martin, at 50, I didn't know. You know, I kept on asking my dad. So when am I going to meet someone? And he said, well, if you don't go out, you're never going to meet someone because. You know, after COVID and everything that happened and becoming 50 and being single, I don't go out with, you know, girls going out at night. We only go to the same restaurants or in four ways where I stay, which is Joburg.
Yeah, thank you.
And you never really, I mean, I don't go to clubs. I don't really go out and you meet the same also, kind of people. And
yeah, but also being you, I mean, most of your love life was pretty much in the media. I mean, everybody knew everything that was going on all the time, the good, the bad, the ugly,
absolutely,
everything.
Yeah.
So you can't quite, you know, hi, ek is amor with Tony, 50 van four ways. You can't go on Tinder necessarily, I'm guessing. I don't know.
No, absolutely not.
I think, though, and what for me is very telling here is that you actually have friends who know people. So I have put this question out to my friends here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, if you guys can go out there and find me a man.
Yeah.
And they have done nothing.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should hook you up, Felicity. Darling. You
my
need
bestie.
To get out. Yeah.
I mean, I like you. I get it. I also don't really leave. I've got two kids. So I'm at home and I'm with my kids and three kids. And
but what she says
but
is
you
so
need
important.
To put yourself you? Out there and you need to want to be there. But also, I think if it happened early in my life, I wasn't in that space.
Got
mentally,
you.
Mentally, sure, physically, yeah. emotionally. Mm. I wasn't in that space. And I think also just opening up and sending it out, you know, universe takes care of things, you know, and it happens at the right time. And for me, it was just a leap of faith. I didn't know that it existed.
Yes.
Love again.
Sure.
I didn't want to give it a chance, but I, you know, I took the gamble.
People love criticizing you.
Of course, yes. And I've cried and people think that you're not sensitive to these kind of things. And, you know, I always say what doesn't serve you and what doesn't serve you, just let it go.
When it came out that you have a new love interest, did people criticize it?
No, in fact, 99% of people were supportive.
And I think that's fantastic.
Amazing,
yeah. Van die ding mense is ook nou, het ook jy groot geworden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're human.
Yeah.
At some point in life, most people who have suffered loss, have loved, lost, moved on. At some point,
absolutely.
I mean, you're still young. jy moet aangaan.
Ja, ek moet aangaan en ook die ding is hoekom ons jy weet so by mekaar pas. I mean, ons praat geweldig baie. Jy weet ons kan nie op 'n praat nie and we laugh. Ons het verskillike baie fun saam en ek dink dis so belangrik. Jy weet as jy fun saam met jou beste pel kan hê, jy weet and it develops into something then dit maak dit soveel beter, maar hy het ook sy vrou verloor. Jy weet en ek het my man verloor en hy twee kinders, ek het twee kinders, so ons is baie, ons het baie dieselfde tipe lewe, alhoewel ons so verskillend is.
Gotcha.
They often say opposites attract, and the thing is we just, like I say, connect, and our spiritual connection is amazing, you know, like, just when you think of the person, you just...
Are we allowed to know what he does for a living?
It's been out there, yes, he's a plastic surgeon, yeah.
Okay.
Amor, we must talk.
She can't hook you up with him. He's taken.
Yeah, I know, but he has friends.
He has friends and who know friends.
Thank you.
Yes.
And colleagues.
And radiologists. And anesthetists.
Yeah, we must talk.
And also just stunning, beautiful people. Oh. He's down to earth and he's just so funky and happy. And
can I ask you? He's got a secondary career now as well, apparently.
What's that?
Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, but Felicity trusts you and I. So you trust Paul and I to set
don't
up on a blind date.
Do you know what? I actually do.
Thank you.
Actually do. I don't think that you'll let me get in harm's way or hook me up with a dodgy person.
No, but Felicity, they're going to want something. They're going to want commission.
That's fine. I will make them sauces.
Sorry?
Make me sauces, yeah.
Okay. Of course. And that she does make them
delicious. They are delicious, yeah.
That really felt like I needed to contextualize.
With that t-shirt saying, Tunny Tunny, I love your t-shirt.
Thank you.
Say donkey for the tunny.
Say donkey for the tunny.
Listen, it is such a joy catching up with you again, and I am truly happy for you. Ek is happy for you. You deserve love, friendship, support. I know you've got your parents. They're amazing in your life. Your kids are amazing.
Thank
and
you.
And I hope this guy was watch for you.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, you saw.
Yeah.
Was check for you. Kijk mooi na.
Nee, hy's amazing. And hy skryf ook fantastische muziek. Hy skryf woord.
Really?
Ja. Hy skryf. Hy ken van muziek. He's Engels, but he's educated in theater and shows.
Does
and
he perform any music?
Well, he has, yes, and he mixes beautiful music. Tampa the other day, we had him at ease.
There's going to be a
Felicity
duet.
Stop it.
You can hear it when it's love is when somebody gushes like that about their partner. When it's like, he's just like, she can't be stopped.
Well,
and the smile
goosebumps.
In her face.
It is nauseating. What is it?
But you know what,
he's a plastic surgeon. He writes music.
He rides motorbikes.
He rides motorbikes.
He rides motorbikes.
His friends are awesome.
Hey. I'm going to get one for Felicity, but also at the same in the same way, he motivates me as well to be a better person. And so working on songs for next year.
Can I ask you, can in the new year, can you bring him along and come visit us?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I know that you're working on things. You're going to do great things together. Mm-hmm. You're good for each other already. I can see it. And you look fantastic. Thank you for popping in. Groete vir hom. Ons gaan hom lekker Afrikaanse musiek. Ons gaan lekker vir hom.
Hy praat goed Afrikaans,
hoor. Okay, nee, lekker. Dank
je.
There's
nothing he can't do.
Hey?
Nothing.
Of course he can. Of course he can speak Afrikaans.
I mean, really. He's one of 44.
One of 44?
Let's not go there.
Amor, good to see you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting me.
Anytime. Love to your parents, your kids, the new guy. Come visit with him
gonna
at some point.
We're going to have dinner,
man. Let's have dinner.
We're going to invite you to Colin Lucky.
Yeah, yes. In Parkhurst. And on Hamon's Felicity, I'll pop a blind date.
Yes.
At Colin Lucky, maybe.
Yeah, we can bring someone with. Ooh. Or should we bring a couple? Then you can choose.
I love you. Yes.
You know, you've got to have options, Felicity.
Always.
I mean, hello.
He's an anaesthetist. That one there is the radio. And just is also the... I'm all good to see you. Look after
Thank
yourself.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks so much.
Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.